This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dirty is the worst achievement you could ever do. Amir has embodied the dirty. He's the dirtiest host since episode one. Jake is the happiest person that you'll ever know. Yes, he's the happiest person you'll ever know. 'Cause he's won the golden mic over 500 times. Dirty is the worst achievement you could ever do. Jake's just that good since Amir. What is first dirty? Stepping out of line. Because dirty is the worst achievement that Amir will ever do. Amir is the loneliest host that won a dirty. Dirty is the worst achievement that you'll ever do. Dirty is the worst achievement. Congrats to Jake. So many golden
medals. All right.
The song is already on your side. Why are you flipping me
off?
I'm flipping you off
for all the folks watching at home.
That's my new favorite part of recording a video podcast is the pre-show dance routine. That's just for the viewers.
you were flipping me off, giving me the bird, as it were, and you can watch that because we are recording these as a simulcast. You can see it on our YouTube, the If I Were You Show YouTube channel. We're uploading all these as
correct
videos. Shout out to John Grimm and Grayson for helping us out.
Shout out to the whole squad. The whole team.
I sort of got flustered because you kept
Isn't it the Beatles?
Fuck off. Oh no, I meant made the parody.
You can parody your own song.
Shout out to the Lawn Boys podcast. Sigmund. Shout out to the Lawn Boys podcast that my friend and I do every week.
Did they do that as a collab with Paul and Ringo, or is it just Dolo?
It's just them. He just took the song.
Well, he probably can't do it without Paul's express written permission. All I'm trying to say is that I feel like Beatle.
There's Sir no Paul, way Sir Paul knows about this show, knows about you giving fake yourself trophy. A fake
nice.
Trophy every fucking
really
week.
Nice.
And definitely.
Bravo.
A little.
Wow. The truth
the
comes
smallest
out.
Insult.
You don't give a
3 minutes of telling me to fuck off, and then I say you make up a fake award, and you're getting more upset than I am.
Real mature. Real mature.
Your skin is rice thin.
Like ricin.
Yeah. Rice thin like ricin. I want to know when I get my tries in, my buys in, my bison. I'm eating lots of bison. So
cool.
That's a good Super Bowl commercial for I don't know, bison meat or something like that.
Really good. Really good.
Did you watch the Super Bowl? We didn't make a Super Bowl bet.
Yeah, we didn't, but I tried to make a bet and you didn't take it. So you could have you could have won because I wanted the Bengals.
Well, first you wanted the Bengals, and I wanted the Bengals. Yeah. And then you said that stakes should be shaving our head. One of us has to shave our head.
So I said, I'll take the bangles, loser shaves their head. You said that you also wanted the bangles and your hair. And then I said, I'll take the Rams, loser shaves their beard.
Which, right.
That'd be a really nice bet for you to take because you've had a beard basically nonstop for 5 years, right?
That's right. Yeah, I haven't bicked it down to the skin.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy to me. I just feel like, don't you just wonder? Aren't you just curious? And it'll grow back so fast.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten short and I didn't like it. So I'm like, I definitely don't want to go the shortest. Mm-hmm. I've never even used a straight edge on my beard.
Yeah.
Like I grew up being afraid of the razor. So I only did electric. And then electric got better and better with the Norelco, which I don't even have anymore. I don't even have a Norelco.
What do you have?
I have just a Manscaped. Gotta be a Manscaped, but like a
straight edge. It's a lawnmower 4.0 that you use on your dome.
And I have the fucking ball deodorant behind my ears, too. I'm a company man through and through. But yeah, I'm afraid to go all the way down to the skin.
Yeah. Yeah. I like going down there every once in a while.
Yeah, just to see what's going on. And I bet it's good for your skin, too.
There you go.
But were you ready to shave your head?
Kind of. I would have.
Wow.
I would have not been happy about it. But I have been thinking about getting my hair's pretty long again. It was obvious, you remember it was really long.
Yeah, it was probably double that, right?
Yeah. And then I got a haircut and now it's like medium long again. I feel like I want to resist the urge of growing it long for the summer again, which I'm on the cusp of doing. So I need to cut it back real far.
Full reset.
Yeah, full reset. That's what I need.
Okay. Did you like the Super Bowl? Were you excited about the game? Were you rooting for Cincy or you didn't have a really big deal? Didn't have a dog in the fight?
I was rooting for Cincinnati. I wanted the Bengals. But at the same time, I was not like, I feel like Los Angeles has enough going for it that I was like, I won't be upset if the Rams won. And now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, there's some like, you know, Matt Stafford, Odell Beckham Jr. I feel like there, and Aaron Donald, I feel like there's older players on that team that I like to see win. I like people to win before they leave the NFL. And it feels like Burrow still has some shots.
Oh yeah. He's a youngster, but yeah, the older statesman won, and then Odell Beckham was crying, so I'm like, I guess this is nice. He really wanted to win and tore his ACL during the Super Bowl, so it would have been really sad if he didn't lost in the Super Bowl.
Definitely. So yeah, ultimately I'm happy. Also that there's a real dirty face mask play on the Bengals touchdown.
Yeah, that was pretty blatant. You're not supposed to be able to sort of touch the cornerback, let alone grab his face mask and yank his head so that he falls to the ground.
So that would have felt a little weird. Like if the Bengals won by three, that would have been like, well, damn, I guess they shouldn't have had that score.
It's also funny that like that guy like celebrates in the end zone. He's like, woo, yeah, nobody touched me.
You have to. Otherwise, somebody's like, why aren't you celebrating? Because you know you grabbed someone's face mask.
You whipped my neck, so I fell down. Yes.
Did I then?
First score of the game for us. Go Bengals.
6 points.
Go Bengals. But even the game was good. It was so good that the halftime show was entertaining, and the commercials were pretty funny. It was like some weird throwback.
Yeah, I don't have any recollection of the commercials. I never do. I'm sure they were fine, but the halftime show put me in such a great mood. Just like seeing Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre smile at each other, I was like thinking of everything that they've been through together, and how good that must have felt for them to be like, you know, they were like, I don't know. They were like, everybody tried to shut them up for such a long time. They're so controversial. And then here they are, like, they won. They're just performing at the halftime show. It's so awesome.
And then 50 Cent and Eminem, Mary J. Blige and Kendrick Lamar. Good times had by all.
Yeah. Oh, my. Dude, Kendrick's segment was so good. The dancers. That was wild. That was so
guttural. Yeah, and the camera work was awesome.
Yeah.
I guess this is how 60-year-olds feel like when The Who is performing at the halftime show. And I'm like, I don't really know this band, but older white people seem to be happy. So that's fine.
Yeah. Now us middle-aged white people are really happy.
Did I tell you about my Snoop Dogg bet that I made?
Oh, yes, you did. That he was not going to smoke during the halftime show.
Right. So one of the prop bets on a gambling website said, will Snoop Dogg smoke during the halftime show? And I thought, like, it would be heavily skewed towards no, because, like, you can't really smoke weed on TV, let alone during the halftime show of a Super Bowl. But it was even money. It was like, they're like 50-50. Whatever you bet, you'll win. So I'm like, wow, this is great. Like, I guess so many people are like, yeah, Snoop, he's going to have to smoke. He's got to smoking.
That's his whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I bet against that. I assume he wouldn't smoke, even though I understand he likes weed.
Right. You weren't taking the bet because you forgot that Snoop liked weed.
I felt so confident, and then he started rapping. I'm like, I could just see him taking out like a fake whatever, a little cigar, and start puffing away. Yeah. And then he didn't smoke for the first song, and then they like cut back to him, and he's on a couch. I'm like, oh no, this is when he's gonna fucking do it. Now he's on a couch, and he's just chilling. And then at the end, they're like all like on top of the house singing and dancing. I'm like, okay, this is it. He's gonna take out a fucking spliff. I know it. He doesn't give a shit. Fortunately, Snoop did not smoke during the halftime show, but it recently came out that he was smoking seconds before it started. There's like shots of him puffing on a joint.
Oh my God. So how much money did you bet?
That was 50K, and then I parlayed that with the Rams adjusted line. They just had to cover 10.5 and under 57.5. That was 150K. And then I parlayed all of that with orange Gatorade, so I ended up losing everything.
Too bad.
It was blue at the end.
Yeah, close though. Damn, it must have been fucking close. There were, I think, didn't Drake win like $800,000 on Odell Beckham Jr.'s touchdown?
Yes, catch? I think he bet over $1 million with Bitcoin that the Rams would win and Odell Beckham would score a touchdown.
Wow. I think he also bet that he was going to have like some amount of yards that he didn't have, but I'm sure Drake did fine. I was with, I was at a buddy's house, and Carnell and our friend River made a bet on the length of the national anthem.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Going to be over 1:50. Uh-huh. And it ended up being like 1:52. And
wow.
It was the loudest anyone cheered in the entire. This is like all the anticipation of the game, and you win the bet in the first, in like the opening fucking song.
Yeah,
it was so good.
Can bet so much stuff that it's like you could bet the national theme, the national anthem length, then the coin toss, and then whether the opening kick will be returned for a touchback or not. So like before the game even starts, you could have lost three bets.
Yeah, that's insane. Truly insane.
It's the Super Bowl of gambling, as they say. But
I
guess none of us had to shave our heads, so I consider myself a winner.
I do think you should shave your beard in good faith, because I proposed that bet.
What? Because you proposed it? That means nothing.
You wanted the Rams.
I didn't accept the bet.
You wanted the Rams.
I wanted the Bengals.
You wanted the Bengals, I mean. You wanted the Bengals. I wanted the Rams. I proposed the bet. I feel like that the gauntlet is thrown at that stage.
Okay,
in
how
good
about
faith, you should shave your beard.
Or I'll shave my beard if you shave your head.
Fine.
But it's going to be the same length.
Okay.
So whatever length you do to your head, I'll do to my beard.
Okay. I'll bick my head.
Sort of a lose-lose situation, yeah.
I'm going to get a straight razor shave on the dome.
That's right. And you have to go to the barber shop that sort of ruined my trip to New York last time.
Oh, my God.
Have you been there recently?
No, I haven't even, I mean, I walk by there every once in a while.
Okay. That's good. It's nice that they're still in business. I thought I was responsible for their fucking demise or some shit, but I guess that's just
a
delusion of grandeur.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We asked for lightning round questions. This is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web hosted by us.
Mm-hmm.
I am Amir.
I am Jake.
These are questions that we asked for on Twitter, if you can believe it.
That's right. That is correct.
You deleted Twitter from your phone.
Yes, I did.
Is this just so you wouldn't be at a line on a toilet on the subway, loading it on your phone?
I want to live less on my phone, especially in public spaces, especially when I'm out and about in the world. So
yeah,
Twitter is gone. I didn't find that it was fulfilling or a good place for me to be. So,
to have, right?
Yeah. It's still on my Twitter exists. It's on my desktop. I'll like look at the mentions every once in a while. But I think gone are the days where I would like scroll through forever. And
right. Sometimes I'm at like in line at a coffee shop or a Whole Foods or something like that. There's like a line of 10 people and I'm on my phone. Mm-hmm. Then I look up and most people are not on their phone. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? You're just standing in line.
Interesting. I applaud them. That's not the case. I don't have that same experience here. So many times when I'm in a line, everyone's on their phone. When people are walking, they're just looking at their phones.
Yeah, walking is the last. That's like the real dystopian with like when everyone's just outside and still staring at their phone.
Yeah,
that's
staring, walking down the street, like vaguely bumping into each other, but it's all fine because you're too distracted to even realize that's happening.
Yeah, you get hit by a cab, but you're too distracted because you're on Twitter.
Yeah, I was just so deep on Twitter. Like, I think it was especially during like the election cycle where I would just be like, it was just such a reflex. I would look at Twitter, close my phone. I was like, what was I doing? I'd open it, look at Twitter, refresh. There's no new tweets. So it just sort of shows you somebody that you might be interested in a tweet that they tweeted 6 weeks ago. And you're like, this isn't... I'm not getting anything anymore.
No, God, no. But then are you still just using your phone, but with a different app?
I don't know if I use Instagram more, but I use Instagram as much. And that was also a big time suck. My overall like screen time is down below like 4 hours. It's like 3 hours-ish a day. And I think a lot of that's also navigation based. I think it's skews because of navigation. To be
honest, they shouldn't count that.
They shouldn't count. It's not right. It's not right. You should be able to erase navigation from like.
And you shouldn't count TikTok.
Oh god!
You shouldn't count TikTok. Because I'm learning shit.
There is a new trend that I've seen on Instagram, or an old one that has just been getting, targeted at me. But it's like these kind of like day in the life, 50-day challenge. Some kind of like little snippet of somebody's 24 hours. And
oh, like day in the life of a 41-year-old investment banker in New York or something.
It's a little more like aspirational, like mellow. It's like, it's always like a dude or a girl that like wakes up, makes their bed, makes a healthy breakfast, does exercise, makes a really nice looking coffee, works.
Morning pages.
Yeah.
Then I shut down my phone and I work for 3 hours and I go for a run.
It's quite aspirational. And I don't know. I'm enthralled by it.
Yeah. And then just a shot of you sort of like slack jawed drooling over your phone watching it. It's 9:15 a.m. because you haven't left bed yet.
I just got home. I was in a rush to record this podcast, opened up a tinfoil leftover thing of salmon, just ate it cold in my hands in a huge hunk. It's like the opposite of making a slow cooked egg and an espresso.
Then I do meditation twice a day.
Yeah.
It's important for me to unwind.
Ran upstairs, threw my jacket on the banister, jumped in and recorded a podcast.
That'd be funny. You do a fake... like a day in your life and it's just like everything is terrible. I wake up in a cold sweat at 6:15 and I try to go back to sleep but I have diarrhea.
It made me think of like doing one of these for Ruby Jade where it's like you wake up, make the bed perfectly, fried egg and a cup of coffee, morning newspaper, and then it just like one cut to you sitting on a stool jerking off with your laptop just blocking it.
I did it for the clout/likes.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to answer some questions. Okay. Here's a quickie. When was the last time you had a grilled cheese? Asks Elsgiving or Merle on Twitter.
Okay. Good question. Definitely recently. Definitely recently.
I don't... I can't remember. I don't really like... just a grilled cheese.
When's the last time you had a grilled jizz? A grilled jizz sandwich. That's when your dad hits you over the head with a skillet.
I actually don't have that either.
Okay. It's just a reference from our old...
It's funny, but...
It's a reference from our old web series. I thought you'd be interested.
Tread lightly.
You wrote it. You wrote
I'm allergic to jizz, you know that, and I'm trying to be more gluten-free.
That's good. I feel like it was over the holidays, like Christmas, Thanksgiving. I feel like I was in Connecticut at my parents' house.
Yeah. I mean, it always smells good, and it tastes good, but I'm never I'm never one to make it, and whenever there's an option to get a grilled cheese, I'll probably get something else.
Right. It's more of a, it's definitely more of a home-cooked thing for me. It's like a comfort food. I don't get a lot of, I wouldn't get a lot of joy of like going out and getting a grilled cheese. Right. It's too much of a snack.
Do you consider it a snack or a lunch? Like, would you have a grilled cheese for lunch, or like it's just 4:15 and I'm hungry and it's too early for dinner?
It's less than a lunch, more than a snack. It's a real, it's a meal replacement, I'd say. I feel like
It's like a Slim Fast or a Soylent.
Right. It's almost like if you, I wouldn't be like, oh, it's lunchtime, I'll have a grilled cheese. But you could be like, I had a late breakfast and I didn't have lunch. What do I want to tide me over till dinner? Let's do a grilled cheese. Or a grilled jizz for that matter.
I'm not going to have a grilled cheese.
It's when your dad hits you over the head with the skillet.
Yeah. Back of your head, actually. All right, one last one before we have to get to break. Wow, this is funny. What is the worst or best bet you've ever made? There you go. Mm. Right into the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Worst bet I ever made? I bet on Hillary Clinton winning the election. That was pretty,
that's pretty bad.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, because it sucks to lose a bet that you also, like, that you really wanted to win aside from the monetary thing. It's like you lost twice. It's like you have a bad president and you lost cash.
And I usually don't bet for or against the Lakers because of that. I'm like, I'm already emotionally invested. I don't want to root for them to lose, and I'm already rooting for them to win.
Right. Have you ever bet on the Lakers?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I remember it was the first time I ever went to Vegas. I think it was the first time I went to Vegas. Maybe it was this. Anyway, I don't remember the specific bet, but I remember losing $200, which was a ton of money to me at the time.
Yeah, it's almost like your stipend for the weekend that you gave yourself was like $200 or $300, and it just goes instantly.
Like, I don't want to lose more than $200 this weekend. That's the max. And I was there for, I think, 2 or 3 days. So first night, very quickly lost $200. And I was like, well, I can't just go to bed down 200. I'm going to just
get it back to even,
reset for the weekend. It took me 30 seconds to lose another $200.
It happens fast. And it can happen so fast.
Yeah, because you're just like, you sit down at a blackjack table. It's like, oh, I thought this was a $10 bet. It's 15. That's okay. I'll make, you just like lose a bunch of hands.
Four or five in a row.
Mm-hmm. Double down. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. This is just bye-bye.
Yeah.
So it was something like that. And then where I like tried to get more money out the next day, it wouldn't let me. I had to call my bank. They said, we saw that you took out $500 in Las Vegas. Are you sure you want to take out more?
Yes, Mom.
Yes.
I'll make it back. Good times. Yeah. I love betting. I really do. It's my favorite vice.
One of our best bets was, one of our best bets was on the road trip with John and Giancarlo. We got to New Orleans and we went to a casino.
Yeah.
And did we put $100 on like red or black?
Yeah. We all put $100 on a single color and it hit.
And it hit. And then we like went out to Emeril's restaurant.
We're like, we're eating not for free, but very close to it.
Yeah.
We're so but we act like we all won $1.5 million, like jumping around.
You want it so bad. It feels so good. And then there was another time when we did that on the CH on Tour road trip, me, you, Streeter. We like, we're just on the road. We're like, let's pull over here. We'll place a bet and we'll get back on. I believe there's a story of it on your Instagram or mine.
Yeah.
And we pull over, go to a random casino in like Illinois. I'll put a bunch of money down.
Walk in.
Lose the cash. Go home.
It's like we all just pulled over on the side of the road and shredded $100 for no reason.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break real quick. Come back and answer more questions after these messages.
Okay.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we have returned. No time for unsolicited. We got too many cues to get to.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Here's one. Where is it? It was how many movies or TV shows have you guys written and tried to sell? Meme tour.
Interesting. Wow.
What a mean question.
I feel like it reads to me as just curious, because it's we've been around for a long time. How many?
Yeah. I would guesstimate 2 movies and like 5 to 10 shows, but like maybe not wrote the pilot, but like wrote an outline and that took a while or something like that.
All right. I believe I have a folder on my computer.
Ooh, wow. And it's filled with gold.
Wow. This is so, so funny. I have...
It's 19 movies and 41 shows. A depressing sum.
Okay. So there's one from 2000... Wow. All right. 2012, I think, is maybe the earliest one where we had some kind of, all right. This one's unrelated, I think, but we have Scoops, which I believe we've talked about on here, which
Scoops is a multi-cam kind of like Cheers, but about an ice cream store where some kid inherits it from his dad.
Yes. And that was actually, I think, the farthest we had ever gotten. We pitched it to a production company. The production company was into it. We pitched it to the network, and we were pitching it to the studio. We were like, we got very far. We wrote the pilot,
wow.
And
did not get paid for any of it.
No, wait. Scoops. Never mind. Scoops was a different one. That was just garbage trash. Nobody liked it.
Home Again.
That was the one about five college roommates after they graduate buy their original house that they lived in college and move in together.
Home Again. Which feels like a fine idea still.
Fine idea. Yeah. And that was the one that got really far at ABC. Then we also had the If I Were You, the scripted If I Were You show.
Right, which was Young Frasier.
Right, Young Frasier it was called.
It's about two podcasters. Basically, like, Frasier was about a radio show, Young Frasier, two podcasters.
Yeah.
Also it feels like a literally fine-ish just idea.
Fine-ish idea. We also had the Jake and Amir pilot, which we did get paid for and shot.
So maybe that's
technically the farthest we got, but it feels like having one almost go at ABC is a bigger deal as it were.
Right. Yeah.
We were
considered by a larger network rather than shot a pilot for True TV. Mm-hmm.
Back in 2013, we had one called Working From Home. Do you recall?
I do not. That's just... What is
working
that?
From home outline? Here it is. I'll just read you the log line. What happens when your coworkers are also your roommates?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems normal.
This is in April, Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer rocked the tech world with her controversial decision to ban employees from working from home. Why was this such a big deal? Because more Americans are working from home now than any year since the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
So that was pre-COVID. But now, when everyone works from home, but it was
she's still banning it, if you can believe it.
We had the idea that, like, friends and roommates start a company together. I guess it was.
Oh wow!
But it was prescient. So it was a workplace comedy set in someone's apartment. That was the vibe.
Because I remember when we used to come up with show ideas, our reps would be like, it has to be based in either like a New York Times article, like about adults moving in together as friends / roommates, or like something about your life. Like, because they'll ask you, why are you equipped to write this show? It's never good enough that you just have an idea.
Right. You have to, it has to be, you know, yours for a specific reason.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the animated show.
The animated. Oh, right. Which was recent.
Yeah, recent. Oh, and all right. So there's the animated show, which was called. Can we say what it's called? I guess we can. Sure. At this point, we're not making it. Right? I still love this idea, though. If this one's too recent to be for me to like think it's bad. Well, I guess I thought the other ones were good too. The animated one was called Jake and Amir for All Time, and it was a story about how our ancestors crossed paths in every single era throughout history. So it's like
right. It's like Jake and Amir, but as a Schoolhouse Rock or Clone High style. Some of it takes place during Abraham Lincoln's time, some during ancient Rome or whatever.
Right. One of our ideas was that we were the two guards who let the Trojan horse into Rome. It was Rome, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a great one. And then Adult Ed, our unscripted game show.
Yeah. So that's what, eight? Eight
Something
scripts,
like that.
Plus a few
each
movies.
Each one better than the last.
Oh, and speaking of gambling, one of the movies is about one of us just putting our life savings on a roulette spin.
A roulette spin. That's the one that we wrote just you and I, but it was like we wrote it as a me, you, and Ben Schwartz vehicle.
Yeah.
It was called All In. We wrote that in 2011, 2012.
Yeah. You write these things and it's like you put your heart and soul and you're like, this is really funny. This is really good. And then like it gets passed on and 4 years later, like, what were we thinking with that piece of garbage? God, this is probably so bad. But I never think about these ideas ever again.
Yeah. I guess I don't either. But every once in a while, I think I'm like back into the nostalgia point where I'm like, oh, Home Again, that would have been cute. That's a fun idea for a show.
And for whatever reason, like, you're not allowed, the system is so messed up because you're not allowed to like pitch ideas again. It's like this idea that would be fine if I thought of it now and like pitched it was like, no, ABC passed on it in 2014. So like,
right.
You really
What's your
shouldn't
new idea?
Take that.
And it's always just trying to like,
it's new.
It's trying to construct like an ensemble who hang out, and that's it. You're just like,
yes,
okay, so they work together, they live together, they're old friends, they're new friends. What's their, like, why do you have to come up with a new scenario?
And sometimes the conceit lasts just the pilot. Like,
yeah,
you got to think of something new and exciting, like The New Girl, where it's like a girl moves into a house. It's like, okay, now what do they do? What's episode two? She can't move into a new house again. It's just funny people.
There's some ideas that we had where we like sent all of them to our agents, and it was like, I think it was around the time when they said yes to Scoops. We were like, Jake and Amir work in a bike shop. Jake and Amir work at a climbing gym.
I just remembered a different show that we didn't mention.
What?
The Yosemite one.
Oh my God. That one got really far too. That one got very far.
Yeah. What was that one?
It was called Rangers, and it was just, yes, we worked at, we worked at Yosemite.
That's right.
Park Rangers. We should pitch that one again. We should dust that one off and pitch it again.
Yeah, but we always went through the same problem, which was like, we know the Amir character, we know the Jake character. It's like, who else is in the show? And we're like, a neighbor named Paul who's, I don't know, kind of tall. And we just couldn't do anything else with anybody
else. It was always like, there's two characters, you guys are great, who are the other people? And I remember thinking, like, why does it even matter? Why does it matter? Plenty of shows are around two people. It's okay.
Yeah, but like network shows have to be like four to seven friends, and like cable shows like Workaholics could be like two or three.
Right.
Yeah. Or Broad City. Yeah. I don't know who made that rule, but that's one of the rules as well.
Yeah.
So that's another show. And can you believe we sold them all?
Mm-hmm. If awesome any execs are listening to this, please.
We're willing to
We'll pitch. Dust off the script.
We'll dust, and everyone wants somebody else's dust off. You guys won't even realize.
I'm not going to rewrite it, but I will dust. I'll change the date on the title page.
It's, don't think of it as reused. Think of it as refurbished, because like the characters will be new, and they'll occasionally have to zoom, and we'll bring up COVID if necessary.
Twice loved.
Yeah. Okay, let's take another break, and then try to go lightning round through the rest of these questions.
Good, 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 good.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Joey asks, hey, Blumenfeld, do you actually enjoy playing D&D when you're on the pod? You're such a numbers guy. It surprises me it doesn't get your chipmunk cheeks going. Would you consider playing it seriously? Do you consider D&D a mathy game? I think it's the opposite. Isn't it more of like a fantasy storytelling thing?
I don't consider it a math game. I think I think everybody gets different things out of it. There are people that love like the stats and the odds and min-maxing their characters and getting crunchy with the rules and stuff. I would think that the thing that would appeal to you about it is the gambling aspect of it. Like, you roll a dice to see if what you wanted to happen happens. And that seems like something that's up your alley.
That's true. I do like the gambling aspect of it, but I'm just not good. Like, I never got into anything fantasy related at all. Like, some people are like, I don't like fantasy, but I like Lord of the Rings. I don't like fantasy, but I like Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know any of that stuff.
Right.
So it feels like it's too rooted in something I'm not familiar with.
If I were to DM like a basketball one shot where you play a Jewish teenager in a in a basketball tournament at the JCC.
Wow, some real escapism. I don't know if I can get there. It's just too exciting.
Or you could play an NBA, like if you could play in a modern day NBA style thing. So you're not, it's not swords and stuff. It's like just straight up basketball. Maybe light magic. Would you be into that?
Light Magic Johnson, maybe, or
yeah.
He plays for the Orlando Magic.
Light Irvin, yeah. Just a little bit of Irvin cast.
He's on the Wizards, but he's also a wizard.
That's so good.
Yeah. It's Daniel Gandalf instead of Daniel Gafford.
Yeah, so it'd be like that. Tall. Like you play an NBA, you're a power forward playing the Charlotte Hornets, but then actually
a powerful forward.
Yeah, exactly. Then the mascot is. It's a real giant hornet and it's attacking you. And then you'd be like, okay, I'm going to fight this thing. So like,
yeah, that's,
so there would be a little, you know, it's fantastical. Sure.
Yeah,
and it's magic.
That's kind of cool.
And it's role play, but it's set in a world that you like more. Like, do you think the world is what prevents you from doing it?
I think the world is what prevents me from, eagerly wanting to do it myself sometime. But like, it's fun to jump in for an episode for sure. Just cause it's not anything that I do otherwise.
Right. And what if you play, what if it was like a Succession style world? Like, cuz you can set D&D in any in any setting. It doesn't have to be like
it could be boring
fantasy. Yeah. If you want it to.
Yeah. A boring D&D about just a guy at an accounting firm. So it's like roll to see if he ends up getting a coffee today.
Right.
Ooh, two. He opted for matcha.
Yeah, roll to see the number of dependents his client is claiming on a W-2.
Roll to see if he gets audited. All right, you have to do a 9 or above. That could be funny. D&D, but for boring shit.
I'll roll it and see if I get audited. That's a 19.
Okay, so that's you've no avoided audit. That. You're pretty not cool. going to prison.
There we go. We're having a great time already.
Okay, here's another question from The Players Fund, a.k.a. Josh Rothkin. Why don't you guys play Wordle on hard mode?
I read an article that there's like basically three types of Wordle players. It's those who play on hard mode, those who don't play on hard mode, but play on hard mode their own natural way because it's a strategy, and then people that don't adhere to the hard mode rules. I play on hard mode without turning hard mode on because I don't understand why I would play any other way. I'm trying to get it in the... there's a way... Not playing hard mode style will let you get it in three or four more relatively frequently.
I used to play not on hard mode just because I didn't know how to activate it, but I was playing in a way that is hard mode, which is basically, for those of you who don't know, hard mode is just the game saying you have to use a yellow or green letter that you've gotten.
Right.
So like if you're stuck on like there's a Y and an N and you're like, I don't know any other words that have that. So I'm just going to guess a completely new word and eliminate five other letters. You can't do that on hard mode. But I don't play like that anyway. So I activated hard mode just to get the haters off my back recently. And that's why you get the little asterisk next to the score.
I say bring on the haters. I play on hard mode. I'm not going to fucking adjust my settings. No,
that's
thank
right.
You.
And you can tell if somebody did hard. Like if there's a random line of all grays at like line 4, you know somebody's playing in easy mode.
Yeah, no, I don't play like that.
But the biggest, newest controversy, did you see today's issue with Wordle?
No, our Wordle Slack on the HeadGum Wordle Slack is the most active channel, like more active than
business
sales,
related things.
Marketing, more active than anything else.
That's right.
The Wordle one pops off. And
that's right.
I saw people, there were like three different articles that were sent and I didn't have time for it today.
Let me paraphrase.
Okay.
The New York Times, which people were already accusing of giving us harder words already, like, wait, what the hell? This is not a word that the pre-New York
cynic,
Times
world. Cynic, anyone?
Yeah, cynic, like double letters twice. Like I had to guess civic at some point, C-I-V-I-C. I'm like, this is that kind of New York Times Wordle shit that I'm not into.
Right.
Is now showing some people different words than other people.
Why?
The number one rule. I don't know if it was a mistake. I don't know if it was just them trying to like start the process of splitting up Wordle into a multi-word per day thing. But some people, today's word was aroma, which you got aroma.
Yeah, I got aroma.
Some people got it in three,
by the way.
Oh, wow, that's very good. I got it in four. Some people got the word agora, A-G-O-R-A.
Huh. What?
Which I think is not a word, but I guess is a popular New York Times crossword puzzle word or something like that.
Oh, that's fucked. That is fucked.
Yeah. So the grand divergence is starting to begin. The Wordle that we all knew and loved for 4 weeks is starting to become a different product.
This is what I need my two so bad. I need my two so bad because I want out on this shit. I want it done. I almost had it the other day too with Robin. The two fucking
that
words.
That was also, I'm like, is Robin a word or is it just a type of bird? And I actually posted to my Instagram story, what is this birdle? Which got a really good feedback. I think a lot of people are upset. Like, is blue jay a word? Like, Robin is not a word, is it?
It seems like it shouldn't be. But and that's probably why I guessed cabin over Robin.
Right.
If you had those two words and you were like, I know that it's B-I-N. I know that. And I'm going to guess either Robin or cabin. Would you not have guessed cabin?
Of course, would you not have guessed cabin?
So the fact that it was Robin, that Robin was my two.
I got it after three. I like knew there was an R, an N, and a B, and I'm like, it can't be Robin. So like, I spent like 10 minutes just staring. I'm like, brain, no, that doesn't fit. Should I guess like a different word? I'm like, I guess I'll just guess Robin, and maybe it'll like help me get there. And then when it actually was Robin, I'm like, I don't think this is a word. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm starting to doubt it. And they're saying that they're still using like the Wordle words that would have been used anyway, but I can't believe that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't believe it one bit.
I have to have a word with Wordle, I think, because wheels are falling off, and now the clones are coming. There's Quartle, there's Worldle, there's Nerdle. People are coming for the mantle.
I have been playing Worldle.
You've been really good at Worldle.
I got the Worldle in one.
Outline of a map of the Czech Republic, right?
Yes, and I guessed it, and I got it in one. And
how did you guess? Like, if you either know that that's what the Czech Republic looks like, or you don't. Like, it just looked like a horizontal blob.
And I knew that the Czech Republic is blobbish like that because I went there, and I was like, and I remember looking at a map, and there. I basically think that there are countries that are vertical, there are ones that are horizontal, and then there are some that are square. And that was. Czech Republic, it's always been in my mind as a blobby, horizontally kind of guy.
I guess Russia. Couldn't it have been Russia?
It could have been.
Russia's and then it was country. Like, actually not. Russia is 2,900 kilometers to the right of this country. I'm like, all right, and I'm that's out. Pretty close. I don't know.
Well, that's pretty close. Then you kind of know that's like Europe.
Right. Well, I don't know if that was Luxembourg or what the fuck it was.
Yeah, the tough one is today's was very hard. I don't know enough of like the names of countries in South America. It was Guyana.
Yeah, and Africa.
I basically really found out Guyana was a country today, and it was the clue.
Another quick Wordle question. How would you guys react, asks Dan Goldstein, if a friend got a two and didn't tell you?
If a friend got a two and didn't tell me?
That's right.
And there's somebody that usually tells me like their score.
That's right.
I would be confused. I would be confused. Like, I guess but I wouldn't be like that upset. I'd be like, why didn't you tell me? Like, whoa, why didn't you tell me? I'd be happy.
Avital got a two on Robin. It was brand and then straight to Robin.
Wow. That's really good.
But I guess she didn't have the bin. Hers was just an R and an N. So Robin was the first word that she thought of that. Had both of those words in it.
An R and an N?
Yeah. Starts with an R and ends with an N. Straight to Robin.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that's fair. That's fair. Damn, that's fucking awesome. I had a very good first guess today. Let me pull it up. Because as we said, it was aroma today, at least for me. My first word was crate. C-R-A-T-E.
So what did that yield? Some greens and some yellows?
I guess it wasn't that great of a... It gave me the R in the right place and the A in the wrong place. And then my second guess was groan. And that gave me the O in the right place, the A in the wrong place, but it didn't leave a lot of other spots for the A. So
then you went straight to aroma. Although if you get it in three, I think you could still be proud of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
I haven't gotten a three in a while, actually. HSTSDT asks, what's the most perfect, flawless TV series or movie you've ever watched? Flawless. Without flaw.
Damn. I mean, Peaky Blinders is one of my all-time favorite shows. I love everything about it.
There's no flaw.
I mean, it's hard. No, I don't think so. It's hard
you
to
have
be
no
like,
notes.
Yeah, I don't think I do have any notes. There's some like performances I don't like, but that's not really a note on the series overall.
Right.
I think Succession is near perfect as well.
Yeah. Though you thought it dragged a little bit in season three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Succession for sure for me. I really love Breaking Bad. I know it's kind of like a hacky answer, but a lot of TV nerds are like Sopranos and Wire are much better than Breaking Bad, but Breaking Bad did it for me more than, I guess I haven't seen the Sopranos, but more than the Wire had of what I've seen of it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's hard. Well, Breaking Bad is old at this point too. I loved the Wire, but I was watching it like as it was coming out still. So it felt very current and it felt very good. And I wonder if it's a slow moving show.
Yeah. The non-HD shows are hard to tolerate right now.
Quite.
Okay. That's it. Maybe we can answer some more of these questions. Still got a lot of good ones coming in, but we'll stop it right here.
We definitely should.
Thanks to you guys for submitting, for writing theme songs and questions all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Correct.
And thanks to you guys for watching this as well as listening to it.
Yeah.
Hell yes. And we're still making videos, weekly videos on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA, watching Jake and Amir videos, reacting to them. Kind of like we're watching them for the first time because some of these stuff we haven't seen in 11 years.
It's wild.
All right. The opening theme song. Same as the closing theme song. It was The One is the Loneliest Number by Sigmund, I believe his name is.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sigmund. And he wanted to shout out his Lawn Boys podcast. So shout that out again.
That's right.
All right. Sweet. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, everybody. Ciao.
Peace.
That was a HeadGum original.
Jake is the happiest person that you'll ever know. Yes, he's the happiest person you'll ever know. 'Cause he's won the golden mic over 500 times. The turdy is the worst achievement you could ever do. Jake's just that good since Amir. What is first turdy stepping out of line? Because dirty is the worst achievement that Amir will ever do. Amir is the loneliest host that won a dirty. Because dirty is the worst achievement that you'll ever do. Dirty is the worst achievement. Congrats to
that was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.